There's a kind of moth half the size of a credit card that flaps its way along a rather epic journey, but how does it know where to go? Well, science reporter Ari Daniel says researchers now have an answer.
The bogong moths of Australia are kind of plain.
They're small brown moths with arrow-like markings on the wings. They're pretty nondescript.
But these insects undertake a remarkable migration twice in their lifetime, says Andrea Adden, a neurobiologist at the Francis Crick Institute. The moths hatch in their breeding grounds in the spring in southeast Australia, where it gets really hot in the summertime.
So if they were to reproduce immediately, their larvae would starve because there is not enough food.
So the moths migrate over multiple nights more than 600 miles south to the Australian Alps, where they settle in cooler caves, millions of them.
It's just moth over moth over moth. You don't see any cave wall anymore. It's just moths.
In the fall, they return all the way back to their breeding grounds, mate, lay their eggs, and die.
And so then the next year, the new moths hatch, and they've never been to the mountains. They have no parents who can tell them how to get there.
And yet they make it. Her colleagues had shown that the Earth's magnetic field helps the moths orient.
But they couldn't use only the Earth's magnetic field. They needed something visual to go with it.
And Adden wanted to know what might that cue be over such a vast landscape, especially at night when there's not that much light. Perhaps, she thought, the cue comes from the heavens.
The Milky Way is such a stunning sight. And it seemed an obvious thing to use if you are a moth living in that environment.
To test her theory, Adden, who was doing her PhD at Lund University in Sweden at the time, and her colleagues caught moths in the mountains and ran them through one of two experiments in the dead of night. The first was a behavioral test. It involved placing a moth inside what was basically a mini planetarium that contained a projection of the night sky. The results surprised them.
They didn't just circle and like do twists and turns, but they actually chose a fairly stable direction. But not only that, it was their migratory direction.
In other words, the moths were using the starry sky as a compass cue to orient and navigate. Adden's next question involved what was happening in the moth's tiny brain. So she recorded the electrical activity of individual neurons while rotating a projection of the Milky Way. And she found that the moth's brains encoded the direction by processing visual cues of the stars.
It's the first time that we have found an invertebrate using the stars to navigate.
The findings are published in the journal Nature. Paulina Fleischmann is a biologist at the University of Oldenburg who studies navigation in desert ants and wasn't involved in the research.
It shows that insects, their world is probably much more filled with information than humans usually assume.
And she says their ability to use both visual and magnetic information to navigate can be essential for survival, in case it's cloudy, say, or the magnetic field is unreliable.
If one fails, they have a backup system.
And it's worth mentioning that the bogong moth is endangered. Andrea Adden says the findings could help conserve these insects and everything that relies on them for food.
Protecting the bogong moth would help us protect the entire alpine ecosystem.
She says that reducing light pollution is a first step in allowing these moths to continue following the stars across the Australian bush. Ari Daniel, NPR News.